Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for their war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one makes gun. Trees, lime, to your face. Time killing people next in line, lower classes, social slide. They don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens, and this is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, the best little network on the whole darn internet. And really, I've been doing shows all day. I've been on the horn all day with the government, and that's farcical. I highly recommend it, you know, if you've never... If you don't make calls to the government, I highly recommend it. And then you realize that the inmates are running the asylum. We have this humongous bureaucracy, of which we were warned about in 1929, in a book called The New Despotism, which I recommend everybody read. It's online, it's available. Punch in the new despotism and read the words of a chief justice from England in 1929 warning us about what's exactly here today. Or you could look at it as Paul Warburg said in 1950 Senate hearings, you know, we're going to have world government, whether you like it or not, through consent or conquest. And or you can go to the Norman Dodd deal, and where the voice from the Ford Foundation told Dodd of the Rees Commission, when asked what they were up to, said, "We're charged with Sovietizing America," which is the West. So the bureaucracy has grown over the years. The government has been changed completely. The elected come and go, but the real power brokers never leave. They're the advisors and whatnot, the heads of the bureaucracies, and they plot along with their Marxist agenda. Then, you know, they use the right and they use the left. When things are getting a little too testy for life, they change, or for the left, they change out and put in the right. But the same program moves forward. It might be the linguistics might be a little different, the style may be a little different, but they're all marching us to the same end if we don't smarten up. But you know, Michael Schmidt's injunction case to cease and desist from moving raw milk. is coming up on next Monday and Tuesday, and it's could get a little tricky. So I've been doing as much research. We've done a lot of research on the situation anyway already, but you know, we're fighting against the devil, so to speak, the liars and the deceivers, those who run the courts, and the politicians, and so on and so forth. So, you know, I was banging around. There's a piece I found last night, and it's archived, and it is about raw milk, and it is on the Government of Canada recalls and safety alerts page. Now, when I went and looked at recalls, they have recalls in all categories, consumer products, vehicles, health products, and food. So I just went to food, and they've had 300 recalls on food, everything from Listeria and E. coli and what's the other one I'm looking for? Pesticides and mold. And it's amazing. You know, I never really looked at this before, but there's 3,000 recalls since I think 2006 on food alone. And it's everything from insect infestation in food products coming from overseas, because apparently we can't grow nothing. Pieces of metal in the food. And we've got sulfites. It's just freaking all kinds of garbage. Biotoxins. So I went through about 30 pages of this nonsense. And saw some pretty interesting stuff. L.A. Lucky Brand Sweet Basil Seed recall due to salmonella. Delworks Supreme Brand Chicken Egg Roll recall due to Listeria. Let's see. Sultan Foods brand brown beans recalled due to presence of pesticides. And it goes on and freaking on. I mean, our food system, even the stuff that isn't recall is poison from all the pesticides and herbicides and the chemicals and the antibiotics and the vaccines and every other damn thing they're stuffing into the food system. So I went through a bunch of this stuff, and now this sounds tasty, doesn't it? Rene's Gourmet Brand Caesar Dressing and Dip is recalled due to mold. You have yourself a moldy Caesar salad, I guess. Streptococcus bacteria is in apparently various breaded chicken products recalled by Maple Leaf Foods, one of our great Canadian food sources. And Guma's brand Kalamata String Figs is recalled due to the presence of insects. That does taste good, doesn't it? Texicana brand medium grain brown cow roast rice recall due to the presence of insects. Yum, yum. Aunt Jemima brand frozen waffles and frozen French toast slices recall due to Listeria. Gotta get me some of that stuff. Cara brand mint calico dip recall due to spoilage. Yum, yum. Don't you just want to get your ass out to the grocery store, folks? What else we got here? Now, here's something some people may be interested in not having recalled and be interested in purchasing. Bombay Sapphire brand London Dry Gin may be unsafe. Not from Listeria, not from insects, but due to high alcohol content. That probably put the sales up, not down on that one. Let's see. Pezzaretta brand Montezio DOP cheese recall due to Listeria. Barbara's brand snack mails animal cookies recall due to rancidity. Bristol brand chopped ham recall due to bone fragments. Didn't quite get the meat off the little piggy bones before they put it in the can. There's some more. You got some more insects. Let's see, what else we got here? Miss Vicky's. Oh, I've seen these sold. Miss Vicky's brand jalapeno kettle cooked potato chips. Recall due to salmonella. Pardon me? Yeah, potato chips. Jalapeno kettle cooked potato chips from Miss Vicky due to salmonella. Let's see. You can do this for a while. You know, I'll make the whole show out of this one. I'm not going to. I'm just trying to make a point here. This is your food system. Now, this is kind of a rude one. Barbara's brand snack meals oatmeal. Oh, that's the same one. Animal cookies. Recall due to off taste and off odor. Yuck. Probably tastes like animal poop. Smells like animal poop, too. Wholesome Farms, that's a cool name. Wholesome Farms brand Sunday Cup products recall due to Listeria. And let's see, Yoso brand fermented cultured soy products recall due to Listeria. And it goes on. Heinz brand apple juice from concentrate. Recall due to mold. And the Wholesome Farms Sunday, Strawberry Sunday Cup has also been recalled due to Listeria. And Chef Destinations, Frankly Fresh Salads and Fresh Saint Brands Fresh Guacamole and Seven Layer Dip recall due to Listeria. Now, when I got, I did this for a little while. Don't eat the Wholesome Brands Vanilla Sunday Cup either because it also has Listeria. Fresh and Healthy. This is a nice name for a product. Fresh and Healthy. Brand Chuck Edam Cheese and Whipped Butter. And it's called Fresh and Healthy brand. Recall due to E. coli and coliforms. Quebec brand milk chocolate bar. Now that sounds pretty good. Quebec brand milk chocolate bar. Might be a little tough chewing it because apparently it's been recalled due to pieces of metal in your chocolate bar. And then we're going to move along here. There's more. Fresh and Healthy brand chunk feta cheese. E. coli problems. Now, Past, what's this called? Past Company brand Bolognese sauce recall due to potential presence of dangerous bacteria. And this would make a good steak, I suppose. You say, pick this steak up. Is that suck? Feel the weight of that steak. Because if you got yourself some King's Command Foods LLC brand beef steakettes, they may feel a little heavier than normal because apparently they're laced with pieces of metal. I wonder how the hell this stuff ever gets into stores. Cheddar cheese, Listeria, classic coconut brand, coconut recall due to salmonella. And they put whatever I think they want into this stuff. Hampton House brand chicken strips recalled due to possible harmful bacteria. Horse meat recalled by Metro Richelieu Inc. due to presence of oxyfelin-butazone, whatever the hell that is. And who's eating horse meat anyways? We used to buy it for our German Shepherd when we lived out west. But I had no want to. Here, this is even better. This is a Canadian, let's see. Canadian Bay, or Georgian Bay brand vodka. Georgian Bay is just up the road from me a bit. And it's been recalled because maybe unsafe to high alcohol content. So there's a couple of drinks that you're getting more than you're paying for, I suppose. Which I guess is a good idea. A chocolate Easter figure recalled by Husky Food due to presence of plastic. I don't know if it's as bad as metal, but, you know, it's what the hell. Various bakery products recalled by Give and Go Prepared Foods due to presence of insects. A lot of insects getting around. But then the WHO, FAO, the United Nations in general, would like us to eat more insects. So maybe they're just injecting these things in so that we get used to it. Trader Joe's brand applesauce products recalled due to the potential presence of pieces of glass. And let's see. A lot of this has got undeclared milk in it. And I don't know what that's got to. Now, this has got to be coming in from overseas. And that's the problem, you see. We. Not only do we not manufacture anything here in North America, our manufacturing has been tore out from underneath of us, and we're importing stuff. We really need not to be importing. Yangji Puzzy sounds, I don't know where that's from. Chinese, okay. Chinese brand dried tofu products recalled due to undeclared fish. And what in the hell is a fish doing in a tofu? And who the hell would eat tofu in the first place? But this is the kind of garbage. We have no capacity to know what the hell's even coming into our food system here. Irresistibles brand. I like these brand names. You know, Irresistible. What a brand. Giant Scallops. That sounds good. Recall to pieces of metal. And I don't know where that one's coming from. A Good Portion brand. That sounds good. A Good Portion. Sounds getting something for your money. A Good Portion brand raw mixed nuts and dried fruits. Recall to, are you ready for it? Presence of insects. Tapioca pearls recalled due to mold. More juice mold. So anyways, I went through a bunch of these things and I never really paid much attention to all these recalls, but I was at the WHO and the FAO and a bunch of other places. I just kind of ended up here. And I was wondering, you know, like, because they're saying that Michael Schmidt's raw milk and the other raw milk farmers have been doing this for many, many years. They've never had one illness because they pay attention to what they're doing because they care about people's health. I can just hear this kid, eh? You know, mommy, 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 something's wrong with my Santa Claus. And this is Thornton brand Jolly Santa. The chocolatey candy Santa has been recalled due to pieces of plastic. I guess that's an extra present from Santa this year. I can't believe how many of these products have got insects in them. My Mix Grab and Go brand chocolate pretzel hearts recall due to salmonella. The point of this is there's a lot of bad stuff going on in our food. And this is the government that's supposed to be looking out for us. Now, I didn't even know Tupperware made seasoning, but apparently they do. I thought they meant plastic dishes. But apparently Tupperware has a seasoning and it's been recalled due to salmonella and some more freaking insects. Where the hell is all this coming from? Probably China, India. Eden Organic brand pasta products recalled due to presence of insects. I'm starting to think that one of these countries is going to come up with an insect shortage someday. And they'll be going, where the hell do all our insects? Davilia brand pasta product recall due to insects. And of course, I don't eat any of this stuff. I eat pretty simple. Anyways, what I did was I went through a bunch of these pages to see, because they're pounding on the raw milk situation because it's well, you could get salmonella or E. coli or listeria. Therefore it's, you can't buy raw milk because it has the potential, to have listeria, salmonella or E. coli. Now these farmers, big milk houses and that, these people actually care about their animals and they care about their customers and they care about themselves because, well, they're drinking their own product. And they certainly don't want to get sick. So it's a different handling situation. And because it's not pasteurized, they have to pay special attention to many, many things to make sure that they don't run into problems. There's no, these farmers, these raw milk farmers, they don't, you know, I was reading about the commercial milk producers, and I was going through some documents, and it almost made me want to puke. You know, I didn't realize that these animals are being vaccinated. I knew they were being hammered with antibiotics and all kinds of other nonsense. And I was reading a report that you know, pasteurization problem process does not eliminate the antibiotics or the vaccines or the chemicals that the animals have been shot up with or being treated with and or the poison food they're eating and the GMO crops and that all ends up in the milk. The raw farmer, they don't do that. They put them out in the field and they eat the grass, nice green succulent grass, and they come in the barn and milk them. The barns are so immaculately clean, it would freak most people out And then you walk into a commercial barn and you go, what the hell? You know, what's that pus hanging out of that cow? Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's got mastitis. It doesn't matter. They just pasteurize it anyway. It's fine. They'll kill it. So they don't pay near as much attention. One is a lifestyle and one is a money game. And most of these big producers are in a great deal of debt. And you do what you do, right? But I don't want nothing to do with this stuff. So anyways, I went to the end. You know, there's 3,000 of these notices, recalls and that. So I said, well, I'll just go back and work my way back. Well, I only got back a couple pages, five pages or something. And I see an alert here. And this is archived. Health Canada reminds Canadians about the risks of drinking raw milk. August the 1st, 2006. That's the year they raided Michael's Farm. The first big raid. I think it was the first big raid, maybe the second one. But he was raided in 2006. So this obviously has something to do with Michael. And it's an advisory and microbiological E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella. And the source of the recall is Health Canada. And there's an identification number here, RA11000177. So I was kind of interested in that. And this thing was updated, date modified, 2013. And they raided Michael's Farm again in 2015. But this is what it says in this. It's not very long. Health Canada would like to remind Canadians not to drink raw unpasteurized milk because it could contain bacteria that could make you seriously ill. Several different kinds of bacteria that could be found in raw milk, such as Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria, have been linked to foodborne illness. These bacteria can lead to very serious health conditions ranging from fever, vomiting, diarrhea, life-threatening kidney failure, miscarriage, and death. Children, pregnant women, and elderly individuals with compromised immune systems are particularly at risk. Well, wait a minute. All of these recalls I've been reading about are being recalled because of why? Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. Now, they're not banned. They're just being recalled. So we have a special something going on here. Now, again, nobody in the 23 years or whatever it is Michael's been selling raw milk has, it's longer than that. I think he started in 97 or something. He just started getting raided later. Has ever been ill, including anybody in Michael's family. Which goes back to my uncles and grandparents' families who drank raw milk their entire lives, and none of them ever got sick. They stayed healthy and they lived a very, very long time, very healthy. My uncle, I've said this before, my uncle, I mean, you think about this. My uncle is 92 years old last time I saw him, and he lived to be 99. And I was up at the farm, and I'm watching this man. He's 92, and I'm watching him eat. You know, we got, what do we have? We have eggs, bacon, mousse, and homemade bread and stuff, and real butter. And he's just woofing this stuff down. And we talk for a while, and then he pushes back from the table, and he's headed out to the bush, to clean up some trees at the age of 92. And, you know, I got an uncle that's on my mom's side. I got an uncle on my dad's side who's at 80, was still hand splitting 135 full cord of wood, not face cord, full cord of wood at the age of 80. Not with a mechanical log splitter, but with a hand maul. And he was doing that for some exercise. So, you know, healthy food, healthy people. But they've taken upon themselves to bastardize raw milk because it's not about the milk. They're protecting their control, which is called the Milk Marketing Board. Now, because of these health concerns, food and drug regulations require that all milk available for sale in Canada be pasteurized. Pasteurization kills the organisms that cause disease while keeping the nutritional properties of milk intact. Now, I've talked to several government agencies today and point out that this is a false statement. It does not keep the nutritional products intact. It kills the nutritional products. And I know this had something to do with Michael's Farm because the next sentence says, raw milk has not been treated to make it safe, but instead has been refrigerated at the farm where it was collected. Now, this is the same year as the raid, so we know they're talking about Michael's Farm here. Milk is an important food and contains many nutrients essential for good health, especially calcium and vitamin D. That's incorrect, too, because they add these things back to the milk after they kill it. But what's actually in milk is a whole hell of a lot more than calcium and vitamin D. Unpasteurized milk has historically been linked to many serious diseases. However, the number of foodborne diseases from milk has dramatically decreased since pasteurization was introduced in the early 1900s. Actually, it was introduced here in Ontario in 1938, or they made it mandatory in 1938 in Ontario. But it's the same thing when I was discussing with Health Canada today, that it always requires a problem. And the problem was the swill milk houses in the cities. It wasn't raw milk, it was the swill houses. The people didn't get sick and die from the raw milk out in the countryside and that. This problem existed basically exclusively at these swill houses, which is the milk barns right beside the breweries where the cast off ingredients, the garbage basically was fed to the cattle or the cows in the barns next to the breweries, which apparently were real pigsties. So they weren't feeding the cattle what they're supposed to be eating. They weren't clean. The barns weren't clean. And that is, the center point or ground zero, I guess, of the milk problem that made so very many people sick and killed quite a swack of them. And they use that because you got to have a problem. Now, they already knew that problem existed. You know you got a problem when they're putting chalk in the milk, the so-called milk, the swill milk, in order to make it look like milk. That's how bad the situation was. Now, the government was well aware of it. But, if we don't have a problem, we'll make one up. So they see a problem. They could have fixed it, but they didn't, because it was an opportunity. And that opportunity has taken away the right of people to consume what they want. Let's see. The sale of raw milk has been strictly prohibited under the Food and Drug Regulation since 1991 Canada-wide. Raw milk cheese is allowed for sale because it's safer. Although raw milk is not allowed to be sold in Canada, I love this stuff. Although raw milk is not allowed to be sold in Canada, people have become ill after drinking raw milk when visiting farms. Now, you know, point this out to Health Canada, and then I go, the hell kind of a dumbass sentence is that? People have become ill after drinking raw milk when visiting farms. You know, that's a suggestive sentence. There's nothing attached to it. Not how many people, what farms, when, where, whatever. Nothing. Just a stupid statement. People have become ill after drinking raw milk when visiting farms. And people read that and go, oh my God. Not realizing there's nothing attached to it. So it's an empty sentence. It's suggestive. Some dairy farmers are also consuming milk from their own animals. My God, you can't be serious. Some farmers are also consuming milk from their own animals. Okay, so what's the problem? It goes on, while pasteurized milk is now the standard, there are some Canadians who continue to prefer raw milk because of their perceived health benefits. Perceived health benefits. The health benefits are well documented, but they, again, on the negative side. However, any possible benefits, okay, so we got perceived benefits, and any of those possible benefits are far outweighed by the serious risk of illness from drinking raw milk. So, on the bottom of this page, I have a couple of phone numbers here. I have media inquiries and I have public inquiries. Well, let me think. I guess I'll phone up the public inquiries because I want to know the first line on this, the first couple of words on this is wrong. It says Health Canada would like to remind Canadians. Well, Health Canada can't remind anybody of anything. Now, I've phoned this phone number, and if you've ever phoned government agencies, and it's getting really stinking bad out there now, it's just the bureaucracy's over the top. You know, we're here to serve you. I don't think so. So you phone them, and I get this long nonsense of different options. So I finally press an option. And I get a whole slew more options. I press an option. I get a whole slew more options. You people know how these phone systems work. And it's there to frustrate you so that you don't bother with them. So anyways, I finally get through. Just let me check that number really quick. And if that's just... I call so many freaking places to ask a simple question today. It was absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, so I finally get somebody on that line. And then they proceed to tell me, you know, I'm saying, I want somebody who can discuss this identification number, which identifies this file. The RA11000013 77. So, I mean, it makes sense. The phone number is on this page. No, but no, we don't. We don't have anything to do with that. Well, then why is your number on the page? The number of people being paid in government offices to do absolutely nothing. Well, you're out there busting your ass trying to keep your head above the debt load, and they're living off of you, and they're put into these positions to specifically do nothing, except maybe be a pain in the ass. And so she gives me a number. So I phone that number and back into another slew of options and then more options and more options. So, you know, you used to be able to just hit zero, right? And that would say, oh, an operator or whatever will be with you shortly. But they've removed that option from most of these government sites now because they don't want to talk to you. So I did it once before. I was frustrated, and I don't know if I hit the pound key or the asterisk or a nine or whatever, but I finally hooked in. So when I'm not getting anywhere with the zero, and when I do click on an option, it tells me to go to their website. Well, no, I want to talk to somebody, which I can't do at the website. So I farted around and hit a seven, and that actually got me into their system to talk to somebody. Now I'm talking to them. And I said, you know, like, I was told to call you from this number that should have been able to answer the question, because it's the number that's on the freaking page. So they sent me to you. Oh, really? Yeah. We don't really look after that either, really. Surprise, surprise. This is who you need to call. You need to call the Canadian Food Inspection or whatever, or in Toronto. I've always been talking to somebody in Ottawa. I hear all these calls. Okay, so I phoned Toronto. Now, this is even more interesting, because this is the outfit that's in charge, apparently, of these identification numbers and who could help me out. This particular call, not only does nobody pick up the phone and there's no options, simply leave your name and number, we'll get back to you. Right. So I phoned back to the number I'd transferred over there with, and I'm going, okay, I got to go through all their stupid system again, hit the seven again, and get somebody. Then I got their supervisor on the phone and talking to them, and I said, you know, it would be nice if your staff saved people time and simply said, you know, you can call this number, but nobody's there to pick up the phone. It's just an answering service. Right. Now, I don't know who the hell I'd call if I'd bought a product that was full of spiders or E. coli or that to alert them of the fact, because I'm basically batting zero with these clowns so far on Health Canada on the recall sites. So, you know, I explained to her, you know, that I'm not that impressed because, like, even when I call you, there's no way to get a hold of you. I just happened to hit seven, which let me in. But the average person won't know about that. And so they're just going to listen to all your options, and nobody's even going to talk to them. So... And it would be nice if you're going to transfer people somewhere, you tell them ahead of time that, you know, if you call this place that we're recommending you call, understand nobody's going to pick up the phone there either. You can just leave a message. And my involvement with government and return phone calls and emails, I'm batting zero. So... We finally, I said, never mind. What I'll do is I'll phone the Minister of Health. So I phoned there, and they said, well, we don't really look after this. You got to call. I said, but it says Health Canada, right? And then this is the Minister's office, and this is where this came from. Well, yeah, but we have a new agency now called whatever. Something, what's it called? The Canadian Food Inspection Agency. That's who you need to talk to. And I go, well, yeah, but isn't that under the same umbrella as this ministry? Well, yeah, it's the same minister, but it's a different agency. Right. Well, never mind. I said, let's save me a bunch of time here. And why don't you just transfer me to the minister's office? You got the phone number? And surprisingly, the guy hands me the minister's phone number, which is really weird because they're usually not easy to come by. And if you do get one, you're not going to be talking to anybody anyways. So I get the minister's phone number, which is a lady what's her name? Jane Philpott, the Ministry of Health, or the Minister of Health. So I call in there and I get this guy on the phone, Jason, of which I read this thing to. And, you know, I said, you know, you work for Health Canada, but you're not Health Canada, right? Or you are Health Canada, but you're not Health Canada. And because it says here, Health Canada would like to remind Canadians, and I need to know who wrote this damn thing, because it's all wrong. And Health Canada obviously didn't write it, because, well, Health Canada doesn't have the capacity to write anything, to which he agreed. And but it was interesting. We went through this, and we went through the recalls, and you know, I'm saying what this should say is that Health Canada would like to remind Canadians to be very or to not buy anything off a grocery store shelf, because it could contain bacteria that can make you seriously ill. Why are you picking on unpasteurized milk? Because if you go to your recall, all kinds of products in a recall have got Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. So your first sentence is bullshit, right? It should say Health Canada, whoever Health Canada is. It should say John or Jane from Health Canada would like to remind Canadians that not to buy anything off a grocery store shelf, because it could contain bacteria and make you seriously ill, such as Salmonella, E. coli, and Listeria. And he kind of had to agree with that. And but we ended up having a pretty interesting conversation. You know, I says, like, why don't you just put me over to Jane, and I can talk directly with the minister, which is almost comical, because that would never happen. I'll have a chat with her. But she was just returned and wasn't in the office, just returned from an international bunch of meetings overseas, partly to do with the WHO. Yeah, so it makes sense, because the FAO and the WHO are all part of the United Nations, and we're a member state of the United Nations. So the FAO basically controls our food, and the WHO controls our health. So I can see why the Ministry of Health would be traipsing away in these nowhere countries. And apparently she had just come back from Africa. They're always over in Africa. I think there's some kind of a bug or something they put in their heads to brainwash them into playing this globalist game. And so we actually, that's the longest chat I've ever had with anybody in the government. Young guy by the name of Jason. And we went through all of this stuff. We went through, you know, the food system, what's wrong with it, what needs to be fixed. We went through the health system, which is completely broken, which has turned people into addicts. We had a really, really good conversation. And every now and again, somebody else in the office would interject and ask him what the hell, who he's talking to in that, right? Because normally these conversations don't last very long, and it was a good hour and a half. It turned out this guy was 25, and I said, well, no wonder you don't understand what I'm talking about. You ain't got no history. And then it turned out he's actually from Africa. He's 25, from Africa, and got here in, what do you say, 2004. So how old have you been when he got here? About 15 or so. So we went through an awful lot of stuff. he and I. And, you know, in the end, I didn't know all this stuff. It was a really good chat I had with this guy. And it's very important that we get into the ear of the young people. He was astounded by some of the things we discussed. And it was funny because at the end, you know, he said he was from Africa. And I said, well, okay, well, if you're from Africa, then, you know, you know that the mess that Africa is not because of the Africans. It's because of those who control everything. I said, you know, you got no control. Africa has no control over its natural resources. He goes, no. There's all outside entities. Exactly. And I said, this is what's happening in the West now. Okay. It's the globalization of the planet. And it's these huge global players that are taking control of our resources, which means they're taking control of us. And we need to fix that somehow. So, you know, I told him, I said, you know, I'm glad you're from Africa, because I'd have never been able to have this conversation with a 25-year-old Canadian. It would never have happened. So it was a pretty good situation. I enjoyed it anyways. And, so we're trying, to put some stuff together for Michael. And I think, hopefully we can do this. There's some nervousness going on right now because we're trying to bring the hammer down. You know, hopefully we can do something about it. I'm going to put a link in here. I was actually sent an email, and I don't recall seeing it, or I know I would have opened it. I think I got it in, like I got a new computer, so I had to put in a new email system and that. And then, and hook up with my providers. So, you know, it just said, when we got it running, I just said, I said, just bring all the emails in. Of which the count was 10,600 or something, which is not impressive. So I was going through some of these as they're coming in, and I ran into an email from a gentleman who had sent me an email some time ago, and I don't know how I missed that one. I wish I may still have to write him an email and thank him for this stuff. It's an amazing bunch of stuff from the 1970s, which, because I always say you got to go backwards, right? A lot of what we do is just reactionary to the news we see today, or the bombing, or whatever happened recently. And really get a handle on this stuff, you got to go backwards. So there's a whole list of links here that he sent me that through 1972 to do with the bureaucracies, to do with education, to do with the changing of the government. Most of this stuff is United States stuff. Executive order, the change out in that, the bypassing of Congress. A lot of really interesting stuff. But, you know, I can't remember what, I think this came in 2016. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to look up the email again. But it was really nice. He says, you know, hi, Ron, how are you? Well, I hope. I've been listening to your show over here in England, and they are very good. I think you may find these a little interesting. Have you heard of deviling, devils and the devil masters? And I think I'll put that. I don't know if I put that link in Lash or not, but I think I will. I've looked at Deviling before, which is out of Scotland, and it's about advocacy, but it's all the loss. It's the bar. And this one is particularly good. Oh, it won't be there. They took it down. Where the hell did I send that to? I'll stick it in. Running out of time here because that's a dead link now. That's actually to their advocate.org UK training, deviling.html. But that particular link's missing now, so I dug it out somewhere else. He picked up a bunch of this stuff on the Wayback Machine, probably what I'm going to do is do this Saturday. Because there's a shitload of links here, and there's some stuff I want to go over. Make sure I get what I want to talk about. But I'm thinking, where the hell's that link at? Where did I stuff that thing? Did I put it here? Oh yeah, here it is. Okay. I'm going to stick this in the search, and. What I did was, or not in the search, in the chat, what I did was, and I'd read about this before, but this is really almost like sick funny. Because we know that the legal system is adversarial. And there's good and evil. And the legal system is most definitely evil. So, you know, to read this with the devils, you're going to be a new devil and you'll be hooked up with the devil master. And this is what you're going to do. And even if you're in court, always dark, wear black if possible. That would signify you're part of the group, so to speak. So I really encourage people to read this because this is the Scottish English bar, of which our legal system is basically just a franchise of. So, you know, it's the legal system by definition is a adversarial system. And when you look up adversary, you find the word Satan. And so to have this here. On the deviling process with the deviling masters in that kind of puts it into perspective a little bit better. And we are the good people. They are the evil people. And the evil or the good must rise above the evil if we're going to have any peace and freedom in our nations. So that's what we got to do. Anyways, we're out of time here. And again, if anyone out there listening has the capacity or the ability to be in Newmarket at the Newmarket Courthouse, there is only one, on May the 29th and or 30th, we need your support. And remember, when you support Michael, you're supporting you. Okay. When they're beating up on Michael and these other independent small farmers, they're beating up on you. And you should take that personally. And all the money, the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that they have spent persecuting Michael over the last 20 years is your money that they spent, which you're paying back at interest. You should all be against them. Anyways, we're out of time. Everybody take care. This is Rock. Selling lies and buying time. Killing people, mixing live. Lower classes, social slime. They don't matter. Genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air. Fuck them back. It's only for